Well, we've had our lunch. We had a ham sandwich and some iced coffee, and I decided I'd made you suffer this long listening to me. I'd try some more of it. I forgot to ask you if Eddie and Lee'd had their baby yet, and if not, when they were expecting it. Must be pretty soon. I suppose they're hoping for a little boy, being they've got that one cutie pie of a little girl. Did Donnie marry a girl from Orlando there, or somebody you knew? You said that he and his wife had been to see you, so I suppose they're living there. Eddie still stationed there, Orlando? How long is he going to be there? According to the news, they're shipping out a lot more of our boys over to Vietnam. I hope he don't have to go over to Vietnam, too. It's bad enough to have one over there without having two of your boys over there. Ray and Rusty always enjoy the stamps you send because they always find a few in there that they haven't saw before and don't have in their collection. And of course, I think Lanita gets as big a kick out of the stamps as the boys do. Sometimes I think she gets more excited over finding a new stamp. They've got their collection built up now until it's pretty hard for them to find any of the stamps that they don't have, excepting the new ones coming out. And of course, I think from various parts of the country, why you get different, they issue a different group of stamps, and wherever the first day issue comes from, why, they get more in that part of the country than they do somewhere else. I've been going to ask you about your Teflon fry pan and griddle that you and Bob got. How's it standing up? I've been afraid to buy one since I bought that one cheap one and it didn't last. Some people around here say that they're just the greatest things ever, and others say they aren't worth a darn. We don't see nearly as many of them in the stores like you did around there. Even the Pyrex dishes had the Teflon lining in them. They're getting a few, but nothing like they had down there. I bought a grill for the cabin, but I was afraid to try one of those Teflon ones. I was afraid it wouldn't last, and then, of course, when Lonnie and the kids get up there, we're not always as careful with things as we should be. And of course, I at home here, I have the grill on the stove and don't really need one. You said Bob sent some slides from Bangkok. Why don't you package them up and send them to us so we can see them, too? I'll send them back to you. I'm real curious about it. Lord only knows when I'm ever going to get to Florida to see slides. And I'd like to see what the country looks like over there where he's at. Well, Jenny, I stopped this and went and got our dinner. We've had our dinner and I've washed the dishes and cleaned up everything, and I still haven't thought of anything more to talk about this time, so I guess I'll just wind it up by saying good night and love to you, and hope we'll hear from you soon. Hope this recording that I've made won't scare you out and that you will write to us again and let us hear from you. We'll get around to write a letter to you one of these days real soon. Good night.